All right, very good. Well, we got on our line Debbie Lee, founder of America's Mighty Warriors. She is also the mother of Mark A. Lee, Navy SEAL, killed in action August 2nd, 2006. He's actually portrayed in the film. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we know that you're at a screening right now. How's that going?
It's good. It's very, very busy. We're excited to be doing this. Obviously, it's very emotional for me. Chris Kyle became like a son to me after my son was killed. Chris was with Mark when he died. And, you know, we, in this movie, we see the lives of these two heroes. Mark is one of the main characters in there with Chris. And we see the sacrifices that they make. We see the sacrifices their families make. And there's a scene in the movie where Mark actually gets killed in his funeral dinner. So it's a very emotional one to watch, knowing I love both of these young men very much, and they're both no longer with us. But to continue to see the impact their lives are making. And Chris's mission was to serve those who served us. Mark's last letter home ends with, "To my family and friends, do me a favor. Pass on the kindness, the love, the precious gift of human life." And so I carry on the mission for both of these young men. And I'm just so blessed to have the support of Warner Brothers in this movie. And Bradley Cooper did an absolutely amazing job getting into Chris's character, into his heart, into his mind. He put on 40 pounds, bulked up, to be able to look like Chris in his physique. And just absolutely moving, emotional movie. I'm excited to see the nominations it got for the Academy Awards, and I hope it walks away with them, because our troops who served and sacrificed deserve this honor. It's not just Chris, and if Chris were here today, he would say that very thing. This movie is for all of our veterans and their families who served, and for those who are no longer with us.
Well, Debbie, you know, all of us here saw American Sniper. Well, I'll give it a breakthrough, which is the highest rating we can give it. And, you know, what I like about Bradley Cooper, and you could comment on this, is that it seemed like he portrays a great human being in Chris Kyle. I mean, Chris seemed, what struck me, he said God, country, and family, and he really lived those values, didn't he?
Oh, he totally lived those values, and that's part of the conflict. You know, I don't give the whole movie away, but that's part of the conflict in that movie. And it was actually more of a conflict than portrayed in that movie, that for his wife, you know, she very much felt like he had, you know, betrayed her, because he was so committed to his country. He was so committed to those who served and being able to save them in the battlefield. And you hear that in his interviews, you know, before he passed all the time. It's not about the number of kills that I made. It's about the number of lives that I saved. And I love that in the movie. They have one scene where he's picking up his truck and they announce, you know, Chris Kyle, the truck's ready. And there's another vet in there who walks up to me and says, "Chief Chris Kyle?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You saved me in Iraq." He said, "You carried me out of the building," you know, and it's just, it's moving. And, but that was Chris. That was totally his heart, his love, his passion. And when he wrote the book, his intention, he was not going to keep a penny of that book. He was giving it to Ryan Jobe's widow and to myself, and had set that up to be dispersed in an annual fee. You can only give $13,000 tax-wise without being taxable. We're going to do that every year for us. And did that the first December before he was killed, but then he was tragically murdered. And, you know, those funds obviously haven't been dispersed since then. But, what an amazing man. We miss him. I was blessed. Mark always tried to explain the brotherhood thing to me before he died. And I knew they had to be close, but I couldn't comprehend how they could be as close as he was to his own brother. But I saw that in reverse after Mark died. I adopted or inherited a bunch of young men, and I was blessed that Chris was one of those. And to have him in my life and have his unconditional love and support was absolutely amazing. This big warrior, the, you know, baddest that we have in America who will fight and sacrifice for us. These men are some of the most compassionate men I've ever known.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Debbie, in our final moments here, tell us a little bit about America's Mighty Warriors. How can we help out?
You bet. They can go to our website, and in the movie they do use a little piece of Mark's letter, but the way they do it, it kind of takes that out of context. So if people would read his entire letter, they would get what Mark believes in. But we, our four main things is we support our troops and families of the fallen. through our programs, we do retreats in Texas for our Gold Star families and for our Wounded Warriors and their families. We're working on different therapies to restore healing to our Wounded Warriors through hyperbaric oxygen therapy treatments, through Carrick Brain Institute in Texas, through different clinics around the United States. We also do a lot of advocacy, so we're up on Capitol Hill, fight for their funding, benefits, rules of engagement, anything that they need to be successful. And then we have a house in Arizona called the Heroes Hope Home, where families who have fallen can come stay for free. And we always need people to help us financially, if they've got skills that they would like to use to continue to help us serve. They can do that through the website, and that's americasmightywarriors.org.
Excellent, excellent. And I forgot to mention, Debbie, you're actually here in Surprise. I mean, or in Phoenix, in Arizona, you're in Surprise, right?
Yes, I live in Surprise. I'm on the road quite a bit doing what we do for our troops. But Arizona is home to me, and I love Arizona.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're lucky to have you, and thank you for everything that you do. And I know that you're there with a lot of Navy SEALs, and they're about to watch the movie right now. So I'll let you go ahead and get to that. Just thank you so much. We're honored to have you join us on Breakthrough Entertainment to help us talk about America Sniper.
You bet. Thank you. And everybody, if you haven't seen it, go see it. Absolutely amazing movie this weekend.
We agree. Four breakthroughs, and sounds like another breakthrough there. Thank you, Debbie.
Awesome. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.